A judge says a tiny Delaware beach town can still let non-humans vote in its elections. WHYY's Chris Barish has the story about Fenwick Island's unusual voting rights policy.
In 2008, Fenwick changed its charter to permit any so-called artificial entity to vote in town council elections if it owned one of about 800 properties. That meant corporations, trusts, partnerships, and limited liability companies could cast ballots. In the 2024 election, 109 of those non-humans voted, comprising about one-fourth of the total ballots. The Delaware ACLU recently sued Fenwick, however. The civil rights group claims the policy amounts to an unconstitutional violation of the state's guarantee of free and equal elections.
We believe voting should be for the people, not corporations. Allowing corporations to vote in local elections harms our democracy and dilutes the voices of voters.
That's ACLU lawyer Andrew Bernstein. But Superior Court Judge Craig Karsnitz dismissed the case last week. He ruled that the ACLU hadn't alleged discrimination or proved any unfairness. Perhaps more importantly, the judge noted that Delaware law recognizes corporations as quote-unquote persons. Karsnitz wrote that each natural person gets one vote, the same as any artificial entity. Fenwick Mayor Natalie Magdeburger wouldn't talk with WHYY, but she sent a statement that said most non-human voters are family trusts, and the town system, quote, gives everyone a voice. Bernstein said the ACLU is considering an appeal to the state Supreme Court. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.